A reading from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people of out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my In the holy name of Jesus, amen. The second antiphon prays to Adonai, but we're more familiar with the term Lord. Adonai is the Hebrew word for Lord, and it is used in the place of the true name of God when Hebrews would publicly read scripture. For them, God's name is too sacred for human lips to murmur. Because of this, our English texts have this title, Lord, for God. This antiphon confesses that Jesus is the same Lord who revealed himself by this name to Moses in the burning bush. That's why the symbol for this antiphon is the burning bush. It also confesses that Jesus is the same Lord who descended to Mount Sinai to give Moses the Ten Commandments. He's the angel of the Lord, who led Israel as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night through the wilderness. Our prayer is that the Son of God, the one who incarnates as a man to lead us through our wilderness temptations, would deliver us from our slavery to sin under the law, just as he freed Israel from slavery to Egypt. In this prayer, we ask Jesus to come, not in some abstract spiritual way, but through fire and smoke, bread and water, incarnate in human flesh and blood, water and his word etched into tablets of stone, to come and redeem us. in his pursuit of us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. We pray together the prayer listed in your bulletin. O Adonai and ruler of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come with an outstretched arm and redeem us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.